What's up, guys? This is just a quick one, just in the truck here. I went on a service call last week and I want to tell you about it because this might save you and may save a customer, might make you look like a hero. All right. Now, the Rheem water heater stuff that I went through on social media, I spent some time with Brian, who's a trainer for Rheem here in Canada. And we went through it for, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, and I put a bite-sized pieces of content on it. Now, I got a service call on one. And here's the problem that I was having. It was tripping the breaker once or twice a day for a few weeks. So in my head, I'm like thinking it's got to be something to do with the electrical side. So that Rheem heat pump water heater, the way it works is it's got a heat pump and it's also got resistive heating. So it's got an upper element for resistive heating and a lower element, and then a heat pump at the top. The heat pump will run like during the nighttime in recovery mode, trying to recover that tank. If it needs to recover quicker, it will implement. It depends on the setting you've got it in, but he had it in energy saving mode where it will use the heat pump where it can, and the thing only draws like 1 point something amps when it's in heat pump mode. And then if it has to implement resistive heating, it will. Now, because resistive heating draws a lot of amperage, my immediate thought was something might be going on with the resistive load. Now, when I got there, I took it apart. I inspected both the upper and lower element. The upper element is the one that runs the most, okay? And there was some discoloration, like it was overheating. So I checked the resistance. I got it running. I checked the amp draw. The lower element, I couldn't get it running because it's got some weird algorithm built in where the upper element needs to satisfy first before the lower one comes on. But what I did was I checked the resistance across both of them, and they were both exactly the same. So I'm like, that's kind of weird. But when I checked voltage, that's where it got a little bit weird. Okay, when I initially checked voltage across the first element, it was 253 volts. That was the original or initial voltage. And I'm like, that's kind of high. So I started kind of digging and I called an electrician friend of mine, and 252 volts looks like it's about the max that you'd want to see on a 240 volt appliance. So it was higher. And what I found was we took the panel off, like the cover of the panel for the electrical off, just to see if we were getting the same voltage in and out of the breaker. Just to check, right? And we were. So it wasn't like a breaker issue or anything. I was getting 127 volts on one leg. That's too high, according to what I read online. My electrician pal, 126 is the highest you want to see. So I was seeing 127 and 253. All right, but as the time progressed, I wasn't there for very long, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours at the most. But as time progressed, the voltage began to get higher. It was 127.9 at one point on the one leg. And then on going across both legs, measuring my 240, we were up at 256, almost 257. So it's super high. And the customer called the utility. They came super quick. Like I left, I said, you're gonna have to call the utility. You're gonna have to get them to sort of lower your voltage coming into the home, and then we can maybe change out that element if you want. But I don't think the element's that the problem. I think it's your voltage. So he called the utility. They came in within an hour. I got a text like within an hour after leaving, and they had already checked and reduced his voltage down to 240. And he hasn't had a breaker trip since, and that was last week. So, guess what? Don't always blame the equipment. I mean, there's so many people out there that say, oh, piece of shit, that thing's a piece of shit. But there's so many things involved with a piece of equipment, whether it be a heat pump, an air conditioning unit, a water heater, that all need to be installed right, proper maintenance, electrical. And that's why I've been on this surge protection and voltage monitoring thing. Because if he had a voltage monitor that was set to not allow voltage to that thing above 252, he'd be like, I got no hot water here. And then we'd know the voltage monitor is cutting it off. Well, we would have known right away what the problem was, but we did a little bit of digging. Now we figured it out. So guys, when you're on a service call and you're finding dead compressors, dead motors, dead anything, miscolored or discolored wire, overheating signs, using a thermal imager to go through a panel and seeing overheating, check your voltage. Is it right? Is it too low? Is it too high? Or is it where it should be? Because this is really important, guys. And if you skip this step and not know where it should be, what the range it should be in, then you could change a compressor, you could change a blower motor, walk away, and it's going to happen again, right? And then you're going to call that unit a piece of shit. That's just the way it is, right? So this is just a quick little announcement, guys. Make sure you're checking your voltage. And it's not always the equipment that's the problem. Sometimes it's the incoming power, sometimes it's the install, sometimes it's the lack of maintenance. Happy HVACing.